This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We continue to work. I mean, we're obviously we're hitting 220 something as a club, so that's going to be a tough recipe, giving up over five runs a game. So we got to continue to put the effort in. I thought we swung the bat better in Anaheim, okay at times yesterday, and then today we had a tough day.
I mean, I think it's human nature, but you know, this is frustrating. Losing sucks. It's not fun. Nobody in here is having a good time, and I promise you, nobody cares more than the guys in this clubhouse. But that being said, like, we have to keep fighting. There is no other option. You have to keep fighting. You can't give up. Can't give in. You know, I believe in the guys in this clubhouse. We have talented players. We just have to keep fighting.
You just heard Brandon Hyde, Ryan O'Hearn, following the Orioles series finale, in which they lost yesterday against the Twins 4-0. They got swept by the Twins after getting swept by them last week. And what appeared to be a softer part of the schedule has been anything but that, Jason.
I think the Orioles are the team that's tissue paper soft.
Orioles entered the month of May with the easiest schedule in baseball, and they have turned that into a 3-9 record thus far. Going back to June 21st, the day after the Bronx beatdown, Orioles are now 57-73. That is the sixth worst record in the majors in that span.
24th best, Bone.
This year alone, second worst record in the American League. Worst run differential in the American League. Orioles preseason over-under win-loss total, 87.5. Now, dumb and dumber, tell me there's a chance. There's still mathematically a chance, Jason. They just have to go 73-49 to hit the over on that win-loss total. So the question is, at this point, if they get swept this weekend against not a good Nats team, is that the time? Like, is that when a change is made?
I mean, no one knows what this owner's thinking. He has no track record. And frankly, he's handled this like somebody who thought he was buying a team on the cusp of a parade and was just planning a parade route. And I don't know that he's remotely equipped enough to pivot and see this for what it really is and take the appropriate action. To this point, he's taken no actions other than spraying people with water guns and throwing hats at them. There's no track record. There's no profile. But his product sucks. And his team has been in disarray for almost a calendar year. And they seem themselves woefully equipped to change anything. And Bone, just to amplify some of the things you were talking about, that 57-73 record since June 20th last year, that's 130 games. They've scored three runs or less in exactly half of them, 65 games. They are 27th in the major leagues in home winning percentage since June 20th of last year. And since June 20th of last year, Bone, they have a .310 on base percentage. That's 20th in the league. Because everybody's telling me the hitters is what's going to save them. You know, and they've developed all these great hitters. That's the superpower of this team, allegedly, is the lineup. So we're going back 130 games. That's damn near a full season. They're 19th in batting average, 20th in on-base percentage, 15th in OPS, and 20th in runs scored. Over 130 games. Their young core looks completely crippled mentally and physically. Their farm system's in tatters compared to the rest of the league. Not tatters compared to what it used to be, best of the league. Compared to an average farm team. They've got nothing coming. We just saw McDermott. That was a disaster.
He was put in a bad spot.
He was set up to fail. That's what they do with their young players. They set them up to fail. Ask Kyle Stowers. So that's who they are. That's what they believe in. They sent Kobe Mayo back down. Do they put him in right field or first base? No, they play him at third base. We're propagating that myth. O'Neal, Paul Bunyan gets hurt again tonight. Do they put Heston Kerstad in the lineup and let him play right field? Or what do? They put O'Hearn in a different lefty.
Facing a lefty.
Yeah.
Jason?
Yeah, O'Hearn, a guy who's got no future here in a team that has no future this year in terms of turning it into anything. And that's what we get. So I don't know what this owner's made of. Like, you would look at his business background and say he would he'd be quick enough to realize when he's being taken for a fool. When he came out and parroted his employees' bullet points and talking points in Davos, Switzerland, and Sarasota, and then again in the Orioles in Camden Yards before and when the season started. And you'd think there'd be a part of him that say, yeah, fool me once, fool me twice, fool me three times, you're out. I don't know, Bone. I don't know if he still thinks Mike Elias has the next 5 to 7 years of the American League all penciled out, and they don't need to sign any players, and they don't need to have any press conferences. They just need to keep letting Mike Elias F everything up on a daily basis. Like, I don't know where he is, but here's what I do know. Mike Elias and Brandon Hyde ain't changing a damn thing on their own. They provide lip service, and then they go out and do the same crap you're watching tonight, which is Adley Rutschman pretending to be a major league hitter, let alone a guy who hits number three in a major league lineup. And you're seeing them not play their kid when they're terrible free agent signing, can't hit the post again because he's always been hurt his whole career and never was worth $17 million anyway. And you sign him to replace Santander, who had 44 home runs last year as an everyday switch hitter, but you didn't need him anymore even when he didn't have a market. They're all interconnected, and they all lead back to Mike Elias. But last we heard from the owner, Mike Elias was a genius. Mike Elias was bulletproof. And Bone, Mike Elias, not only was he going to win this year and for years to come, he was going to win, and the guy wouldn't have to spend any money to do it. Woo! Billionaires love that.
You mentioned the lineup, and it's worth giving out again. Gunnar Henderson leading off. He is DHing tonight. And Mackenzie Gore, tough lefty. The Nats are throwing out there. Ryan Mountcastle batting second at first base. Adley Rutschman, catcher, batting third. We keep banging our head against the wall. It blows my mind that they continue to bat him in the top third of the lineup, but here we are. Ramon Laureano, everyone expected him to be batting cleanup on May 16th prior to the year.
At least he's been hitting.
Yeah, but it's just crazy, the state of the team is what I'm saying. Left field batting fourth. Ryan O'Hearn has been inserted into the starting lineup in right field batting fifth. That was where Tyler O'Neill was. We haven't heard from the skipper yet. He's scheduled to meet with the media as we speak. We'll give you the update when we see it. Ramon Urias, third base, batting sixth. Jackson Holliday at least gets to face the lefty, Jason. Batting seventh at second base. Cedric Mullins in center field, batting eighth. And Jorge Mateo, shortstop, batting ninth.
If they lose this series or get swept in this series, and there's no reciprocal response, not even blowing up the hitting staff, then I think you have to wonder if there is anything that would truly get this owner's attention in time to rectify anything. We're coming up on 50 games. Like, the season isn't endless.
Well, this organization is always
snail's pace.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's
that working out for him?
Oh, it hasn't. But that's why I kept saying it would be the end of May, beginning of June, because if the Orioles continue this type of winning percentage where they're 3-9 and that continues through the month of May, which was the easiest schedule, you can't avoid the truth. You stink. So you have to do something. That's the reality. You'd have 2 months of a body of work and the easiest schedule in baseball in May, and you can't get it together. You have to face reality.
Do you?
Yeah. I guess you don't.
Do you?
I guess you don't.
Yeah. But I'm not so sure. As far as I know, the half-baked GM who cannot do his job has this billionaire befuddled. So last we heard from him, he was preaching the gospel of Mike Elias straight out of, Mike couldn't have written it better himself. I don't know. Maybe he should talk. Might be time.
Oh, I think Rubenstein.
He's talked before. He had a whole lot to say. The first, I don't know, 15 months or so he owned this team.
I think Rubenstein absolutely should talk. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, bounce back, fall back. No Ken today. Ken's going to be back with us on Monday. So it's a special Jason versus Ben edition of bounce back, fall back. Maybe Ben can get one in the win column for Ken, who did win earlier this week, finally broke the streak. But that's at 4:30. Coming up next, it's TMI. And this is the first ever, I'm using air quotes, rivalry weekend in MLB. And the Orioles are playing the Nats. And we touched on this a little bit a year ago, but I wanted to do a segment on it. And if you want to weigh in, 410-583-1057. I don't consider this a rivalry at all. It's almost like a best buddy thing. Like we're having a good time together, you know. Do you consider Orioles-Nats a rivalry? 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
So I totally understand that part of this is definitely generational when you talk about the rivalry between Baltimore and DC, mm-hmm. and I get that, and the Nats come into our turf, take a lot of the fan base, yep. That's how Angelos got Masson, and of course all of the lawsuits that have
now we can't even hold that over their head anymore.
Now we cannot even hold that over their head. But for me, this is the first ever MLB rivalry weekend, and obviously the Orioles are hosting the Nationals this weekend. I do not view this as a rivalry, not even one tiny bit do I view it as a rivalry. Rivalries, there needs to be animosity, there needs to be back and forth, some like Orioles Yankees last year. That was a rivalry.
I told you.
That was a rivalry.
People wanted to fight me in the Bronx, both games.
Yes. Orioles-Blue Jays over the years. That has been a rivalry. Orioles-Nats, like that's just like two. I almost envision this as like two kids in a neighborhood, and they play against each other in some pickup games, and it's like a little friendly, little. Every time you see these teams go up against each other, there's like always that one fan shot of like half Orioles jersey, half Nats jersey. Yeah. That's not rivalry. You don't see a half Ravens jersey, half Steelers jersey.
No, that
you don't
would be
see
something.
A half Orioles jersey, half Yankees jersey. You in both of these games, all the mascots are there. You got the running presidents at Camden Yards and the bird in DC. Like, it's not a rivalry at all. And I know this is much different as well because I was around when the Colts were here.
I was.
Ravens command, like, I could care less. And they play each other every 4 years. Mm. And I understand it's generational. I totally get that. But do you view O's Nats as a rivalry?
I don't know that I view it as a rivalry. I don't like the Nats. I want the Nats to lose. And I want the Nats and the Commanders to lose.
Yeah,
I just do. Like, if it was up to me, I would still want the Wizards to lose. But, like, Rocco's a nominal Wizards fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a Leontis guy. I loved the Caps when I was a kid. I definitely like when the Caps lose now.
Yeah.
I don't want Leontis to win anything else. I don't want Ovechkin to win anything else. That's just me.
Yeah.
So I root against Washington.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure.
But I can't call it a rivalry.
Yeah. When the Colts left, didn't they try to shove
the Redskins part of their media market? And they tried to.
Yes.
They tried to make us not get the best NFL games to make us
really?
get the same games that DC would get.
Yeah.
Except, I guess, occasionally it was blacked out for them and not for us.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they tried to shove the NFC East and the Redskins down our throat.
To try and make it. So that part where I say the generational aspect of it, okay, and I get it. But, yeah, O's Nats. Ben, do you see it similarly? Like, Orioles Nats, it's just like buddy-buddy. It's like best friends in a neighborhood.
Yeah, there's no care, really. Like,
yeah.
There's no feistiness. There's no, like...
And there's
well,
never
the Nats
been.
Look kind of feisty in that series in Washington. The Nats look like they cared.
But there's like never even been any of this feistiness. Like that. Like, can you think of a signature O's Nats moments over the years?
Were they ever good at the same time? Like, even
that's part of it too.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Bucks years they weren't.
Didn't
good.
Frazier hit a big home run off them? I think he did.
Gunnar had that big inside the park to left.
Yeah, I remember that.
His first year.
That was in D.C., I think, right?
Well, like, I don't want them to win, but I do find it somehow sort of comical that now, like, their rebuild is ahead of ours somehow.
Yes. And that is very sad.
They've got better young pitching.
Yeah.
And they've got, I mean, James Wood is an absolute freak show. C.J. Abrams is a pretty damn good baseball player. I think Dylan Cruz was woefully overdrafted, and I think he will prove to be a bit of a fallacy. Yeah, I don't know, Bone. I hope the Orioles are ready to play tonight, but I suspect, to your point, that they're not super jazzed up here.
Before we step out, we did put up a poll, IA1057 The Fan on Twitter, over 200 already. Tonight marks the start of MLB's first ever rivalry weekend. O's host the Nats for their series. O's fans, do you consider the Nats a rival? 77% no, 23% yes. A couple of funny replies to it, Jason. Our biggest rival is common sense and fundamentals, says one fan. No, the Orioles' biggest rival is their front office, and they've swept us, is what another fan has to say.
Yeah, a rival is our own constantly ever-moving left field wall. There's a rivalry going on. Camden Yards is having an internal rivalry. There's a civil war going on in Camden Yards between where the left field wall should actually be. Sig's wall, three times. Three different Sig's walls under this regime. That's unbelievable.
We're going to get back into the O's at 4:45, our Totally Radley segment. Spoiler alert, he is batting third in the lineup. When will they drop Adley Rutschman in the lineup? We'll get into it then. But coming up next, we always love this. Bounce back, fall back. No Ken. Ken's going to be back Monday. So Jason versus Beltway Ben Hall on the other.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Side. Before we get to bounce back, fall back, Brandon Hyde just concluded his pregame presser with the media and a couple of morsels, and we'll play you some sound later on the show as well. Tyler O'Neill, he was scratched from the starting lineup today. Jason, left shoulder discomfort. He is day-to-day.
Yeah, I'm done with him. I've been done with him for a while.
Adley Rutschman, he was asked, have you thought about moving him down the batting order? He said, yeah, I've thought about it. And this is Jacob Calvin-Meyer here. What's prevented that from happening recently is needing a right-handed hitter or a switch hitter to bat between Gunner in the three hole and O'Hearn in the five hole.
You know who could have fit that description?
Santander.
Anthony Santander. Don't tell me what he's doing in Toronto. I know what he did here.
He also says he recognizes the statistics suggest Adley Rutschman's 2024 struggles have carried into 2025, but Hyde doesn't see it that way.
Oh.
He says, I think the at-bats are better. I think he's in a better place, and I could see him getting hot here soon.
Really grading on the curve around here for a 1-1 face of the rebuild. He also sucks behind the plate, but we don't even get into that.
Let's get the bounce back, fall back earlier this week. And I can't believe this question was... It was nullified here, Jason. Cade Povich allows 3 earned runs or fewer. He didn't pitch because his start
got scratched. Who knew he was going to go 10 days between pitching?
Yeah, he is pitching tonight, so we'll get to Cade in a second. Ryan Mountcastle riding a 7-game hit streak. He does have 2 doubles in that span, but has just 2 homers on the year. Hasn't homered in May. He homers in the Twin Series. He did not. Jason, you fell back. Can bounce back. Did have 4 hits. No homers, though. O's offense, I was giving away too much credit here, scored 4 or more runs in each game of the series. They scored 3, 6, and 0. Both you guys fell back. Jason, you thought they'd score more than 4 runs once, and they did. 6 in the middle game.
Thanks to Seti.
O's win back-to-back series for the first time this year. No. They got swept.
Stop, bud.
Jason, you fell back. You thought they'd win the Sugano game. They didn't win an A game. Ken bounced back. Celtics
order's been restored in the world of bounce back, fall back.
Yeah, we'll get to the final. Celtics covered the 6.5 at the Knicks in Game 4. Ken fell back, said the Celtics win, but the Knicks cover. Jason, you bounced back, thought the Celtics would win by 8. Really liked Celtics -3 in the first half. They did cover that first
they
half.
Did.
They did not cover
then
the game.
They blew it.
Knicks won that game outright, 121-113. Timberwolves covered the 5.5 at the Warriors in Game 4. They did, 117-110. Both of you guys bounced back. Ken thought Minnesota would win it in a blowout. Cavs covered the 7.5 versus the Pacers in Game 5. They did not. Indiana won outright, 114-105. Both of you guys fell back. Jason, you said the Pacers would win.
Pacers on the money line, baby.
Really love the over as well. OKC covers a 10.5 against the Nuggets in game 5. They did not. They won 112-105. Jason, you fell back. And you loved OKC minus 6.5 in the first half. Denver did lead at the halftime in that game. Ken bounced back. So it was a blowout. 6-3. Order has been restored. Now it is Jason versus Ken.
Or you mean
Jason versus Ben, excuse me. Cade Povich held the Nats to one run over 6 2/3 innings in his last start against them. He is pitching 10 days apart from his last start, but he still is able to rise above, Jason. He delivers a quality start.
No. They jerked this kid around. I mean, the Nats don't have a great lineup, but they do have a couple dudes who are raking right now. I feel bad for Slim. I think Slim might have some control issues early, and that tends to be problematic for him. Slim needs to pitch from ahead in these counts. I don't think we're getting 6 innings out of Slim.
Fully agree. I'm going to fall back. Maybe. I mean, the bullpen's extremely rested. He'll probably go to them early if he has to. Slim's been wild on the road.
Mackenzie Gore allowed 2 earned runs over 6 innings against the Orioles last time in that same game against Cade Povich. The O's score at least 2 runs off him tonight, Jeez. Ben. It's a low play. It's against a lefty, okay? 2 runs. Wow. Can they get the 2?
I'm going to bounce back. All right. I think it's a very low number. not an easy thing to do for them, but I'm going to bounce back.
Yeah, I mean, I think they get the 2. I don't know about 3. Okay. I could see somebody hitting a 2-run home run. I'm thinking Seti, even though it's lefty-lefty.
Seti hits a homer. All right, so that's both bounce back. Gunner, prior to these last 2 games, he homered in 3 of 4 games. He homers at least once this series, Jason.
Yeah, I think Gunner is pretty locked in right now, and he's going to get to face some hittable righties in the other 2 games of this series. I think it's supposed to be kind of a muggy weekend. Ball should be carrying. Gunner's good for a home run.
Ben?
It kind of sucks. 3 for 3. I'm going to bounce back. He's been hitting the ball hard, and he actually looks like he has an idea at the plate.
Kyle Gibson has yet to record an out in the 5th inning. He completes 5. Ben?
I'm going to bounce back. Okay. I'm going to bounce back. I think Gibby gives them an inning eater. I don't know if
how pretty it'll be.
Yeah, but
I think
he gets to 5. Yeah,
I hope we differ on the NBA.
Although, damn it! I thought for sure
Ben
you were gonna,
is my
going,
Gen
man.
X son wrapped in a what are you a millennial body? 5. They need like he's gonna they're gonna get 15 outs out of him.
Dude,
one
he
way
hasn't
or the
recorded
other.
An out in the 5th.
I mean, if this lineup destroys him to the point where he can't get through 5,
he could get through 5 against the Angels, Jason.
Yeah, I know, but that was only like his second or third time out. I mean, I think he's gonna have to wear some stuff here. Like I it's gonna take more than one horrible inning to knock him out of this game.
I'm gonna go down on the farm here. Because we were at Chesapeake.
Yes, we
yesterday.
Were.
Creed Williams did not get the IA bump last night.
He did not.
But we were talking.
They faced a kid, Tommy Macy, who they couldn't hit at all. Guardians know how to produce pitchers.
We were talking with him, and the slugging has been up.
Yes.
Creed Williams will get at least one extra base hit this weekend.
I'm going to say that our guy Creed has a couple of doubles.
Oh.
Couple of doubles against those rubber ducks, Bone.
Okay. Ben?
We'll bounce back. He shot one to left field last week for a homer. Got power both ways. I'm going to say home run.
Braxton Bragg has recorded 8 strikeouts in 3 of his 4 starts with Chesapeake. He records 8 or more Sunday, Ben.
I'm going to fall back. I think that's a pretty big number, and he's probably due for a little bit of regression.
All right, we got to differ here. I'm going to bounce back. Travis Bazana, number 1 overall pick a year ago. He got hurt the other night. Did not play yesterday. Much to my chagrin. Wanted to see that kid play ball. So it'll be a little bit of a depleted Rubber Ducks lineup, Bone. Maybe a muggy, hot day. Early start. Maybe some trouble picking the ball up. We're gonna ride with Braxton Bragg. IA bump.
And let's finish with the NBA. Tonight's game first. the Knicks cover that 2.5 against the Celtics, Jason.
I love Knicks money line, the 2.5. This could end up being a Brunson last second shot, but as much as I prefer Knicks to just win this game bone out, I will say they cover, but I don't feel great about it. Let's say they win by 3.
Ben?
I'm going to bounce back here. I think the Knicks handle business. Brunson, 30-plus. Knicks win and cover.
Brunson, 30-plus.
It's coming down to Braxton Bragg strikeouts.
Well, let's finish with OKC and the Nuggets. Game 7.
It's coming down to Braxton Bragg strikeouts.
On Sunday. OKC covers the 7.5 against Denver, man.
I'm going to fall back.
I don't love this.
It is a big number. I thought it was just going to be win. I'm going to fall back. I'm going to say the Nuggets cover. I think Jokic keeps it close enough, and they lose by 5.
I agree. I like OKC minus 4.5 in the first half, but they've had trouble putting these guys away, and the Joker won't go quietly. But ultimately, the Nuggets starters have played so many more minutes in the playoffs than OKC's, and I think OKC's depth and fresher legs and length, multiple bodies they can throw at the Joker, I think they'll prevail, but I think it ends up being a 3-5 point game.
At the top of the hour, IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer will be joining us. We'll get his thoughts on the press conference that just happened with Brandon Hyde. Where the heck did the O's go from here? We'll ask Jacob that at 5. But coming up next, it's Totally Radley, and Brandon Hyde had some very interesting comments in regards to Adley Rutschman and why he's been positioning him in the upper third of the lineup. And we'll tell you what they are. Play the cuts next on The Fan. Jason, typically speaking, a guy in the top third of the lineup and who has batted cleanup from time to time as well.
Yesterday.
Doesn't have the profile of a slash line 200 batting average, 300 on base, 329 slug, or a 629 OPS. But here we are, Adley Rutschman back batting third tonight, and Brandon Hyde just met with the media 20-30 minutes ago and gave his explanation when asked, hey, have you thought about dropping Adley in the lineup?
I've thought about it. I moved down to 5 the other day. With the way our roster and the construction of it is right now, we have so many lefties. If I'm hitting Gunner third, the option to hit fourth right now is pretty limited. If I hit O'Hearn behind him, it's a layup for the opposing manager, which they just brought Danny Coulomb in 3 times against us, probably in those 2 series. That's not fair to O'Hearn. It's not fair to Gunner. So I need to sandwich them. I need to help them out any way I can. So I moved Adley back on Sunday, knowing that Danny and they also had the other lefty available. But a lot of that goes into it. I'd love to have a right-handed guy be able to hit behind Gunner. That's the bottom line. And looking for somebody to step up to be able to do that.
Is that a
$17 million for Tyler O'Neill? And how about letting Santander walk for less?
Yeah, was that a subtle shot at the?
I also think you could maybe read that as, you know, the Wizard and Warlock overlords won't let me, like, they won't let me bat him lower than fourth or fifth. I don't know. I mean, that's open to interpretation as well.
Well, which, the initial awkward chuckle at the beginning of the answer was kind of telling. Yeah.
Yeah, you're seeing the same thing we're seeing. Here you go. Adley Rutschman, since June 20th last year, has 481 plate appearances. His 610 OPS, again, over 130 game span. 610 OPS is 275th out of 304 Major League Baseball players. His on base in that span of 481 plate appearances, his on base is 297, Bone. His batting average, if Gigi was here, is 204. He's 277th out of 304 players in batting average since June 20th of last year. How's he doing, Bone, with guys on base? Since we're going to keep batting him third or fourth, right, and putting him in these positions with guys on base.
How's he doing?
Well, Bone, he's got a 667 OPS since June 20th of last year with men on base. That's 219th in Major League Baseball. And with runners in scoring position, Bone, he's got a 618 OPS. That is 239th out of 288 qualified baseball players. 239th out of 288 qualified baseball players with runners in scoring position, 618 OPS. Dude, hit Rivera there. I don't care. Who cares at this point?
You can't keep having him in the top. And I don't want to hear about the expected numbers anymore, because ultimately those expected numbers do not translate into batting average, on base, slug, OPS. Like, they're just expected. Like, you need results at this point.
And we talked with Andy Koska about this at this time yesterday, and he was kind of giving that argument. And I'm like, yeah, but when you watch the at-bats, when it matters, guy on second base, less than two outs, first and second, no outs. When you watch those at-bats, which are the pivotal at-bats in games, and those are the things that get people to hit in the middle of the lineup because they deliver then, how many of those at-bats was him sizzling a ball that the shortstop made a great leaping catch on, or how many of them are infield pop-ups, or how many of them are strikeouts, or how many of them are pop-ups to shallow left field? Seems to me quite a bit of them. And again, the numbers bear it out, because he's 239th out of 288 players since June 20th of last year in OPS with runners in scoring position.
At 5:15, we'll play more of Brandon Hyde and preview game one of a three-game series, Orioles-Nationals. First pitch at Camden Yards, 7:05. That means BBT with Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken, 6 o'clock, live at Pickles Pub. Go on out. Say hi to them. We're going to say hi to an Inside Access Hall of Famer next. That is Jacob Calvin Meyer, who was at Brandon Hyde's press conference. And we'll ask Jacob, what did you make of Brandon Hyde's response to Adley Rutschman? Why haven't you dropped him in the lineup? We'll get Jacob's thoughts next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America. Yeah.